Google's Zahan Birmal joins us with the winners to announce the which students' experiments will be conducted in space. Good morning, Zahan. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you? I'm great.
I'm doing very well. You're here to tell us who the winners were, and we've got a Michiganian who is one of those two winners.
Absolutely, that's right. So, yeah, last year we launched YouTube Space Lab, a competition asking 14 to 18-year-old students around the world to come up with an idea for an experiment that could be carried out in space. We asked them to record a short 2-minute video explaining their idea. We received thousands of entries from countries around the world. Last month, we announced the 6 regional winners, and just yesterday, we announced the 2 global winners, the 2 winning teams that are going to get their experiment flown up to the International Space Station, 250 miles above the Earth. And I'm delighted to be joined in the studio now with one of our winning teams, Dorothy and Sarah from Michigan.
All right. Dorothy and Sarah, how are you?
We're great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Dorothy, tell us your first and last name, where you go to school, what grade you're in, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Dorothy Chen. I'm 16 years old, and I go to Troy High School in Troy, Michigan. And me and Sarah are really excited to be announced as global winners. We're both very interested in biology, so we did a lot of reading about how microgravity affects different organisms in space. And then we found this one experiment about how salmonella becomes more virulent in space. And we thought that that could be applied also to other bacteria. So we chose this bacteria called B. subtilis because it's actually a probiotic, which means that it can help treat the so-called bad bacteria in our body. And if it becomes more virulent due to microgravity, it could possibly be used as an antibiotic to treat certain diseases.
Sarah, when you found out you were a winner, what was your reaction?
Oh, man, it was just so surreal. We were kind of in that dream state for a while. I think after maybe a couple hours, it finally sunk in that we won, and our experiment was chosen out of thousands. And I think we just started jumping up and down. It was great.
Sarah, what would you think should your experiment prove out the way Dorothy believes?
If our experiment turned out that B. subtilis ended up growing to be more virulent in space, we definitely could be able to treat drug-resistant, antibiotic-resistant diseases that are out there right now, like MRSA, which is resistant to methicillin. And I feel like if we were able to achieve a new antibiotic that was able to cure diseases like MRSA, that'd just be the greatest accomplishment ever.
Zahan, when you saw the experiment, what chances do you think of it coming to fruition for these great students?
Sorry, could you repeat that question?
What chance do you think they have of proving their experiment?
Well, you know, I think that's what makes the competition so exciting. We don't know yet. And, you know, we've got to wait till later in the year when the live stream happens. So in later this year, the experiment will be sent up to the space station. NASA astronaut Sunita Williams will carry out the experiment, and we're going to record that, and we're going to stream it live on YouTube for the whole world to see. And I think that's going to be something to tune in for, to see what happens.
What does it mean when students like Dorothy and Sarah, who are both 16, partake in events like this? And what's that say for the future leaders that they could be in the sciences?
Yeah, I think Dorothy and Sarah are role models for students around the world. You know, our fundamental goal with Space Lab was to inspire the next generation of scientists by giving them an opportunity that they might otherwise have not had, to give ordinary students an extraordinary opportunity. And I think anyone, you know, listening to Dorothy and Sarah now can't help but feel inspired by these wonderfully bright, creative, talented, passionate students. And I'm very proud to know them.
Dorothy, you know, we hear about athletes who are looked up to by the little guys who want to play football at Troy High. Have you had a chance to interact with young science students, and what's their reaction been?
Actually, not so much yet, but I mean, most of my school knows, I think, and like teachers and my friends have really been very, very nice, and like they're proud of us, and it's a great feeling to know that.
All right, Sarah, what's next?
I don't know. I feel like we're just going to hopefully this summer be able to see our experiment launched into space, and we'll definitely continue our passion of biology and chemistry and just focus on school. And next year's a college application, so we're going to have to focus on that next year. But just take the moments as they come, I guess.
Zahan, what's next for Space Lab?
Well, it's worth saying that we're going to offer some pretty amazing prizes for the winners. We've actually given them a choice. They can either go to Japan to see the rocket actually carrying their experiment blast off into space, or if they like, or when they turn 18, they can travel to Russia to receive a unique astronaut training experience. So I think Dorothy and Sarah have got to make a choice, and they've got to look forward to one of those great prizes.
All right, Dorothy, Sarah, is it Russia or is it Japan?
Well, we'd love to go to Russia, but, I mean, we're only 16, so that means we'd have to wait 2 years.
We'd rather not wait that long. I think Japan it is.
Yeah, probably Japan.
Well, congratulations, ladies. You make me feel a little ashamed because your science knowledge just dwarfs mine, but very proud that you represented Michigan. Good luck to you, and we look forward to learning more about your experiment as it gets into space.
Thank you.
If you want to find out more, Tony, it's youtube.com/spacelab.
Zahan, this has been a lot of fun for us to follow the Space Lab program. Stay in contact with us as you move on to your next endeavor.
We certainly will. Thank you, Tony.